I think everybody's doing really well. You know, obviously this time here is great for them. And, you know, the tackles get a great look. We get two good, real good pass rushers on defense. The entire front is gives us a look every day. So they're progressing. Communication's a lot better, and now they're understanding what we're trying to get done. So I think everybody's progressing, not just the line. Everybody's getting a lot of good reps, and, you know, we're making strides.
One surprise that might be Chris Clark at right tackle, just because last year he struggled at right tackle after he played so well the year before and left. What, anything in particular you worked with him on or that he's improved on that you like him there now?
Well, you know, we've got tackles right now. We're just using them right there because it's the spring and we can move them around. Obviously, whoever is not playing has got to play both, right or left. We'll have three tackles up on game day. So right now we're just going in and again, he's just like everybody else. He has improved, you know, understanding the scheme and understanding the different techniques that we've tried to do. So I wouldn't read too much into it. We're the best five will play on Sunday when we get to September. Right now we're, you know, trying to teach them all so we can get them all out there to compete and be the best five.
Earlier this year, John Elway was pretty emphatic that your offense with you and Gary is very friendly for a veteran quarterback. From your perspective, what makes it good for an older quarterback?
Well, the Denver Broncos 2015 offense, I don't claim any fame to any of it because we're combining it. We're going out there and running plays. I think, you know, trying to make the defense cover the entire field, you know, run and pass. That's the big issue. That's the big key that we're trying to get done. The emphasis is, hey, let's make them defend everything. And whatever they don't defend, that's what we'll take advantage of. So basically that's in a nutshell what we're trying to do. And whatever we get good at, that's what we'll do. That's the benefit of having really good players. You know, they understand what their strengths and weaknesses are. They work on their weaknesses and try to exploit their strengths. And I think our guys are doing that.
John, I mean, kind of speaks from personal experience, having done it. Do you see any parallels to trying to build a better running game here for Peyton that he hasn't maybe had?
You're asking me to jar some brain cells right there to remember back in there. No. We're just trying to move forward and do the best we can. We could get good running backs, obviously our receivers and tight ends. Everybody's we have the skill that we need to throw it. We have the skill up front to run it. So we'll do everything we can to move the ball.
With all the reps that Brock and Zach are getting, in what areas are they showing the most progress?
Well, I think just understanding exactly, you know, as far as the quarterback, the footwork, you know, what he's looking at, the progressions as we go through. Each one of those guys is really, really develop that. And then commanding the huddle. You know, we ask him to do that, which obviously 18 does very, very good. You know, and that's the thing that he's always done very well. So just operating under center and in gun, whatever we need them to do, each one of them has progressed as far as each of those little segments.
The last couple of years, this offense put up some Xbox numbers, especially 2 years ago. When you evaluate quarterbacks or success in this offense, how do you evaluate quarterback success? Is it touchdowns and points? Or because, again, the numbers for here the last couple of years have been off the charts.
Winning games. You know, that's what we need to do, winning games, operate the offense, win games. You know, there may be some times we have to score a lot. There may be some times we need to score enough. You know, whatever it takes to win games, that's what we're looking at. And whatever it takes to move the ball. I mean, if they got a bunch of guys at the line of scrimmage, we'll chunk it all over the place, right? But if they got them all back, we'll run it. We'll do whatever it takes to win games.
What have you seen on Geno so far, and how much does his experience in this offense?
Well, Geno's a very athletic guy, and that's why, you know, obviously we had him last year at Baltimore. And he does a great job of tying both sides together, and that's the key for a center, is to make sure the front side knows what the back side's doing, whatever it is, run or pass. And that's the thing that he has. He had great communication up front, and he's light on his feet, does a good job with that. But, you know, Matt's done a good job. He's really progressed each one, and it'll be a battle, but we'll find the right five, and we'll find the right 11 to play on offense.
And it maybe has been a surprise to some of us that Ben Garland's been kind of getting that first crack at guard with the ones there. What has he shown you that's given him that?
Well, again, just like each guy, he's athletic, he's smart, he knows what to do, and he's progressing, you know. But we're still just starting off. You know, it's June. We got till September to figure this thing out.
What have you seen from Shelly Smith? Of course, like she mentioned, Garland's taking a lot of the snaps. But what have you seen from him and his
Much like the same. I feel like a broken record. You know, he's athletic. He understands what to do. We've had Shelley before. We had him in Houston, and then we lost him. I know he's kind of kicked around a couple different places besides that. We know what he is because he's a CSU guy. You know, we've been around him before. You know, he's athletic. He knows what to do, and he's developed. You know, he's helped everybody, and then he's working on the things that he needs to get better at.
Is it hard to do with a guy who would be a major piece, not out here, Demaryius Thomas? Has it been difficult through the spring to build the offense knowing we are going to be adding a, you know, an all-pro type of receiver at some point?
Well, in one regard it is. In another regard, you say, hey, we're only going to get that much better because he's a great player. You know, we're coaching the guys that are here. He's got to deal with what he's got to deal with, and everybody understands that. And, you know, as far as where we're going, like I said, we're coaching the guys, and those guys, the wideouts, have done a good job. And when he gets here, I know he'll do a good job. You're just watching him on tape. He's a fantastic player, and I think he'll pick it up. You know, everybody will help him, and we'll move on from there.
Do you have to have, like, I mean, what's the challenge from a coaching standpoint? Do you have to have a vision in mind for what you're going to do with them?
No, I don't think so, because there's enough flexibility, formations and whatnot. And certainly everybody is expected to run the ball, run their pass pattern, whether they're the primary receiver or not. And, you know, we'll figure out how to get them the ball with formations, no problem.
In what ways has Capri shown progress on
him? Well, you know, he's doing exactly what you tell him to do. And if, you know, if something's not exactly right, coach him up and he gets the next one exactly right. I think that's the one thing about most of the guys that we have. It's, you don't have to coach them one time, you know, and then we move progress. And that's the good thing about, you know, getting all those young guys a lot of reps, getting them, you know, sometimes making a mistake helps you progress. So if they make a mistake, they do better the next time around. They get it right.
That's good. Thanks, guys. Thanks.